Mike Buseglia here from SevillePodcast.com. You are about to listen to RunCast, a weekly forum of everything running, with your host, Mark Lorenzoni, a community running expert who has been directing hundreds of area for nonprofit foot races and coaching thousands of runners for the past 30 years.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to this week's edition of RunCast. Really, once again, thank you for joining in and listening. Hopefully, it's going to be somewhat informative. And we try and touch on a lot of local accomplishments and then talk about some, you know, things to maybe to help you along with your running, general tips. And then, of course, we'll talk about some upcoming events. Sunday was a really kind of unique day in just that it was a capsule of life, so to speak. I went to a baby shower of one of my athletes. She and her husband expecting their first child in the next 10 days, few weeks. A lot of my Boston Marathon folks were there. It was really neat. And Kristen Solomon and husband Tommy over at Morning Periello's house. It was nice for see that. But went from that, if you go through the day, not chronologically, but the things, I was going to go in chronological order of life. Then I went to a confirmation. Some Western Almar kids, freshmen at our church. I was mentoring one of the kids, and some of them are runners. In fact, the boy that I was mentoring, Andrew Young, he's a freshman, finished out his cross-country season with Western. So kind of moving along, then I had some graduates to our house, kids that are graduating from the local high schools that we, Cynthia and I, teach, and some of them on running teams, and all of them pretty much athletes. Kind of moving through the theme here, then went to we went to a wedding. Chris Award, former runner at Almar, and neat to see Lance Wisner coach there. Liz Barkley was her maid of honor. Liz Barkley was fourth in the state as a sophomore in cross country. She runs down at William and Mary. And then as life ages, then got the news that Carol Finch's mother passed away over the weekend. Carol Finch is probably one of the most revered volunteers in our community, given so much of herself over the last 30 years. Mike, I'm willing to bet that she's helped at a couple thousand races over the last 30 years. And selfless, does it all volunteer. She affiliates herself with not-for-profit events, and I bet her efforts, her help behind the scenes, in front of the scenes, sometimes race directing, helping with the results, have raised several million dollars for charities.
Wow.
So our wishes out to her and her family on the loss of her mother. So went from something about birth all the way up to something about death. It was kind of a really weird day in that sense.
That is interesting.
Then Annie walked over at the Relay for Life, our daughter, and that's always a really mixed feeling over it. I try and get there at least once every year or two for the Relay for Life. It's over Monticello High School. And that's Cynthia and I were reminiscing on a lot of our friends that walked that are no longer with us.
Right.
They had cancer. And then it's also a celebration of the survivors. So Annie got to participate in that. And then one of the really neat things, and it was a flood of reminiscing for me, was Lindy Bain. They you may have seen the news, Mike. They got a lot of good press, which I was pleased to see. Galen Bates and the folks at Old Trail got together with the Friends of Western Almar, Cross Country and Track, Kim Conley, Judy Giles. And he donated the land. They built a cross country course that UVA, that Western Almar is going to use as their home course for some smaller meets and then obviously for training. And they surprised Lindy. They had alumni there, a lot of his buddies, a lot of his current athletes and coaches, peers, teachers. And he just thought they were just going to, you know, dedicate the trail. And they had, you know, draped over the sign there a cloth with a ribbon on it. And
that's nice.
He and Mr. Bates pulled the ribbon. And everyone's clapping when it was, and he still wasn't kind of really looking at it. And he saw the map that has the big sign had the map of the course on it.
Right.
So people knew where to go. And at the very top, it said Lindy Bain's Loop. And he didn't see that till somebody
That's
yelled, Lindy,
awesome.
Look up. And then it really shook him up, I think, emotionally. He's
a
very sensitive guy, very caring, 25 years coaching, several state championships. And I can't begin to tell you the number of kids that he's mentored, boys and girls, although he does now coach the boys, the number of kids that feel really strongly about him. So what a fitting kind of honor to him. And that's going to be open to the public. So we're going to have a neat soft surface place to run in the western part of the county. Again, this is really out of the graciousness of Mr. Bates. I was actually talking to him and said, this is such a unique thing in our country today. People are so private about their property,
right,
protected about their property. He and I were talking about England, where the trails, everyone's property's open, and you just walk from trails. The trails are a network of, like the RTF. That's a right. really neat thing. That's private land, the Ravana Trails. And for someone to donate a section of property to the public like this, 3 miles.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
It's pretty neat stuff. So
that's great.
So it was a mixed weekend with all kinds of feelings. They had the Wounded Warrior race on Saturday morning, and you think about that was a great cause, and think about what that's about. All these guys coming, men and women coming back from you know, the war zone with maimed bodies. It's just 20,000 of them over the last 10 years. So great cause. And then Saturday morning, also they had the hospice for the Piedmont 5K. So a lot of fundraising going on. That was kind of neat. Heidi Johnson, one of my closest friends and the captain of our Boston team, outright won the women's field. She's in her mid-40s and ran a decent time on a very hilly course. And then William Cox was the winner on the men's side. And then Harry Landers, we've talked about him before, one of my favorites, in his late 50s. He was fourth overall in the race.
Not bad.
He was flirting with the leaders for a while.
And That's
he goes,
great.
Well, Mark, if your version of flirting is, hi, guys, I'm running alongside you for a little while. I guess I was. But he goes, that's about all it was. He goes, he dropped back to fourth place.
Hey,
2053 in his late. 2053, Mike. Now, what's your 5K PR? What's my 5K
right.
recent times? Not 2053. Not yet for you, anyway.
That's fantastic.
It's a really good time, you know, under 7-minute pace.
That's great.
For what many would consider, I don't anymore, as to be an old guy. You, at your age, 58, come on.
No, that's great.
I mean,
hey,
when I was in my mid-20s, 58, I'm out of the closet on it. That seemed old.
That's fantastic. And just to say that you were flirting with him over there, that means you were there.
He was up there chasing along with him, so pretty
cool.
Neat stuff. Anyway, big weekend on the high school side, as we talked about last week, it's state championship time. That all happened last weekend. Start with single A over in down in Radford. And really neat stuff. Claire Moretz, the single greatest runner in the history of Madison, ended out her illustrious career at Madison with a win in the 3200. She was almost a minute ahead of second place. She ran, God, I don't even have it. Let's see if I've written it down. I was just looking here. I don't think I've got it. Yep, I do, 11:28. Second place was 12:15, so she just buried the field. And then she just at the tape got nipped in the mile, 5:07.71. And the girl who beat her, 5:07.21.
Oh, my goodness.
Half a second.
What does that even look like?
It's a blur to the naked eye. So good for Claire. Then on to the AA, the big news, probably one of the biggest news stories in running of the weekend, if not the month. And Jerry Cutright's Louisa boys win the state championship.
Awesome.
This stuff sometimes goes unnoticed. It's not as sexy as some of the bigger name sports, but to win a state championship in track and field. And it was on the backs of Tony Green and Corinne Harris. Congratulations, Jerry Cutright. His 81st, not state championship, but 81st title. If you take all his district, track, district regional, and state championships for cross country and track over his 30-year career, pretty amazing. And then his phenom, Javanique Burris, on the girls' side, she set the state record in the long jump, 19'5", and then 100 hurdles. She was the blue ribbon winner there. Western Elmer, some call-outs to Colin Williams, 1:57 in the 800, and Henry Giles, 9:25 in the 3200. Those are really great times for those two fellas. And then another big, big, big story of the weekend. It's very difficult to win a blue ribbon, to take the gold in any event at the AAA meet. And of course, I just finished going over single A was at Radford, double A was at Harrisonburg. The AAA was down in Richmond. And junior Adam Visicke from Almar High School, one of Buzz Mayle's, really one of his most talented runners he's ever had, ran a 9:09.3200, which is the metric equivalent of 2 miles, went from third to first over the last 250-300 meters,
wow.
Buried the field. I mean, he really just pulled away from it. The time is closer than the actual race was because he was way out ahead for most of that last 250. So congratulations to a really swell kid. That's what we Jersey boys call someone who's A-okay, swell.
I like it.
He's a really good guy. And, I say to these kids when I see them, I said, you know, you make it easy to root for you.
We have
very few jerks in our community, both at the college level and high school level. And at the community level, some of the fastest runners in town are some of the nicest people in town, too.
That's the best.
So easy to root for. And then over the weekend, and something somewhat historic happened, kid named Patrick Todd. He's a transfer in from Texas, running for Jason Vigilante now. So he's a bona fide UVA runner, although he's running unattached, which means he's redshirting. So he's kind of not a UVA runner in that meet, but he is a UVA runner in that you can do this when you redshirt. You can't wear your Virginia uniform.
Right.
But he did something that hasn't been done in 30 years. What do you think that is? He broke the four-minute mile, 359.4, down at the Music City Distance Carnival at Vanderbilt down in Nashville. It was a really neat meet. Only 800 meters and up, so for a distance guy like me, no slight to the 100, but that's a really kind of specialized meet, and he came away with a sub-4. There's only a few hundred sub-4s, you know, maybe 300, 400 that have been run over all time. Pretty impressive stuff as far as an American goes. John Minn and his teammate was 401, and then Anthony Kostelec, one of his teammates. We talked about Anthony so often, one of the Fab Four. Almar High grad who is doing good at UVA. And when I say doing good, I mean the kid is on fire. 147.8 in the 800. That's almost about a second and a half PR. Sweet stuff for Anthony in the open 800. And then Macklin Chafee, one of the flash kids for the RMR team, really showing great signs of improvement, getting to be a legit contender on the national scene. He was second in the mile. He was ahead of actually Patrick Todd. He ran 359 flat, his second sub-4 minute mile in the last 4 months. UVA's off to NCAAs this weekend. Pretty neat stuff. They've got nine athletes. That's a lot. They've got five women and four guys heading out there. And Morgan Gay on the girls' side, 1500. Stephanie Garcia has a really legit shot in the steeple. She's the one we've talked about quite a bit this year. And Isla Smith in the hurdles. And on the guys' side, of course, Brett Johnson, the 1500. Adams, Abel Rossog in the 110 hurdles. And then the big Robbie Andrews, big as in his height, but big as in his stature. Robbie Andrews, one of the contenders, and not an outside dark horse. He's probably one of the most feared guys out there in the 800 to win this. It's out in Des Moines, Iowa, which is where Drake is, Drake University. That started actually on Wednesday or Thursday. No, starting Wednesday, and the big races with these kids will be, you know, probably Friday and Saturday. As you can see, a mouthful of things going on, and a lot to brag about. We've got really wonderful running community and, you know, some really successful stories. I wanted to talk to you about recovery very quickly, how important this is. The term recovery in a loose way is around us all the time. It can start with how you recover in between your repeats of a workout. I saw that today. We had a group of people at the track. They had to do 20 times 100. They ran the straightaways pretty hard. They jogged the curves. And I was noticing that some of the people were not recovering enough so that by the time they got around to the straightaway again to go hard, they're still breathing pretty heavy, the rapid breathing. So I was telling them, slow down the recovery almost to a fast walk. Breathing slowed down. Mm. They were able to be more efficient in their hundreds. And that can step up then to how do you recover from a workout itself? What do you do? Drinking-wise, you know, with the heat advisory the way it is now, we're warning people more and more to pay attention to their electrolytes, magnesium, potassium, and, of course, the ever, ever big elephant in the room, sodium, the one that we go back and forth with mixed messages. You too much sodium in your diet, you're not getting enough sodium in your diet. You're too much white weight, back and forth. If you're running in the summertime in a place like Virginia,
right,
get it in there. Get it in there. And Noon makes a product, N-U-U-N, we talked about last week. Hammer makes a product that you can take that get really replaces a lot of these electrolytes very efficiently. Salt tablets. We had a doctor speak to the men's 4 mile training program last week. Mike, you would have loved it. Mm. A lot of informative stuff. And
that's
Mitch
great.
Rosser, he's chief of medicine at UVA, hypertension guy. And he talked a lot about salt intake. And he was telling me, Mark, in a marathon, even sometimes I just recommend guys having a salt packet from McDonald's, keeping a couple of them
How about that?
The key pocket of their shorts, pulling them out at a water stop, down in it, and then drinking the water.
Now, this
is not obviously for 25 degrees in the wintertime, but
if you're
in a marathon like Boston was this year, it's in the 60s, it's bright sun, you start at 10:30. And again, hyponatremia is this whole newer concept that you can overhydrate and you dilute, you flush out all of those good electrolytes, and then you get yourself in trouble, meaning you can die, literally. And then carrying on with the recovery, you can't recover on a weekly basis. How's your week going? If you're feeling tired, take an easy week. Take easy days in between your hard days,
right.
Particularly in this weather. This weather is a serious handicap on an outdoor exerciser. Fatigue is the number one factor behind injuries, and over again, it's staring you right in the face. Listen to your body. It's telling you to slow down. You're feeling fatigued. You're tired. You're lethargic. Your pace is off. You're breathing heavier. Back off.
Sure.
It's your body giving you clear signals. So I find there's a lot of runners are so tough mentally that it ends up getting in their way. It can come back to bite them. I very briefly wanted to talk a little bit more about Dr. Rosser's talk he gave to the guys. He talked about the number three cause of death in men, high blood pressure, hypertension, and it's totally, almost 100% preventable. The three driving issues behind high blood pressure are things you can control. One is weight, which is a concern I continue to have with my own self personally. I put on about 35 pounds since I married Cynthia. I was thinking about that. That's 31 years ago. I'm putting on more than a pound a year. What's the big deal? Well, I'm out of weight now. People say, oh, you look fine. I got to be careful. I get into my 60s and I start putting on at a more rapid rate. I'm going to be a candidate for high blood pressure and hypertension. The diet, of course, that's tied into weight, exercise, and then, of course, salt intake is huge. A lot of American males that aren't exercising, that are sitting around the computer, television, commuting, whatever, traveling, they've got too much salt in their diet. And that's salt is, in that case, your enemy. For you, if you went out and ran today, which we don't recommend running in the middle of the day, but let's say you went out and ran this afternoon, you've depleted so much of that sodium
you need it back in. Right.
Maddie Webb, I'm going to talk very quickly about Maddie, one of the greatest female runners to ever set foot in a run in a Western Almar uniform, one of my favorites. I've talked about her before. She and Ellen Schaffrey, you may know Mike, a star basketball player at Western and one of the best lacrosse players in the area this spring. I wouldn't be surprised if she was candidate for All-Central Virginia Lacrosse Player of the Year when it's all said and done, one of Nancy Hawes's kids. Tremendous kid, Maddie Webb, tremendous kid. They co-shared the 2011 Athlete of the Year Award, most prestigious award you get in high school if you're an athlete, because it's the ultimate compliment.
Yeah.
You're not the best lacrosse player, you're not the best basketball player, you're the best athlete.
Not bad.
That's always a tough one to choose, I suspect, for athletic directors. Trivia question for the week. I was having some fun with this. I told you, Mike, I'm struggling keeping up with it, doing a daily blog.
That's right.
That's a lot of work.
I couldn't imagine. I bet.
Even though it's only a couple of paragraphs, where there's plenty of information out there, that's not the issue. It's just finding the time to sit down, because anybody that knows Mark
paper.
Well enough knows that I don't sit very often. I certainly don't sit in front of a computer very often. So by the time I do sit, it's 10:30, 11 o'clock at night, and I'm tired. So it's not flowing too great.
You need to get one of those programs where you can talk into like a phone, and it'll just... There's going to be some typos because it's not perfect, but you talk and it records into Microsoft Word.
My daily progress buddies, Rosenberg and Shiflett, they can clean it up for me, I guess.
That's right.
Anyway, it's called The Daily Run. It's at dailyprogress.com. It's at the sports section. But you can get the answer to today's trivia question by going to one of my more recent posts. As best of my knowledge, while living in Charlottesville, that's kind of key, the two fastest marathon times ever run by a male, right around 2:16. Who were those guys? And the clue, because in this blog entry, it talks all about their connection.
Gotcha.
Their connection to the current University UVA team. Why? What is their connection, these guys?
Okay.
And I'll give you another hint. They ran it a long time ago.
Okay? Gotcha.
Probably close to 30 years ago.
Hmm.
By the way, you email it in to alec@ragamountainrunning.com. You get the right answer, you get a T-shirt.
Very cool.
Okay? A lot of things coming up. We've got a kickoff group run, get to know one another for the CTC Marathon, half marathon training program. Anybody's considering doing that, that's 5:45 on Thursday evening down at Riverview Park. This weekend, two events on Sunday I'm really excited about. One is the Run to Rebuild 5K down at Feather Ridge Farm, south of town. Beautiful farm. Esther and Ham and all the folks at Clay Fitness putting this on. Neat event, a really fun event, and chance to see a different venue. Woman who owns the property, we're very grateful for opening up. And then in the afternoon, the Bruce Barnes Mile at 4 o'clock. That's a memorial run, 1 mile, fastest mile course in the state. Starts up near the center of Greenwood, which is in the western part of the county, and just shoots down, nosebleed almost, type of descend to Mirador, the big mansion out there. Lady Astor's old home, very historic, gorgeous site, and chance to run a mile PR. That's at 4 o'clock. Very low-key. You can't sign up until you get there. So it's that gotcha. Low-key. Next Thursday, Charlottesville Track Club. That's the 16th first meet of the spring. All-comers track meet, 6:30 over at Charlottesville High School. Rick Kwiatkowski, Scott Smith, and company putting that on. 18th, next Saturday, the Women's 4-Miler Training Program kicks off. It's at The Park. I was at The Park. Not to be confused with any other park in Charlottesville. The Park. It's over by the JAG School, Law School area over at UVA. Have 1,000, 1,500 women there with the Pink Ladies. Joan Esposito, Charlottesville Track Club.
It's like a Yankee Stadium. It's the stadium.
So the stadium, yes.
It's the park.
You're right. The park. That's the 18th. And then on the 19th, near and dear to my heart. So we start the women's 4-miler program on Saturday, the 18th. On the 19th, we finish the men's 4-miler training program with the men's 4-miler race. Too bad, Mike, you're going to be out of town. Talked about it. That would be awesome for you to finish on the 50-yard line. There was a woman yesterday, Joanne Rogel, a buddy of mine. She's a big UVA fan. She was just telling me how she was up in Maryland at the Final Four, cheering on Dom Starcia's gang. And she said, I have been a football season ticket holder forever, but I have never been down on the field. And she's a volunteer. She helps me run the finish line.
Oh, nice.
So she goes, I'm definitely in line to help you on the Sunday, Father's Day, 7:30. Come on, guys. Yeah. Walk, run, get your dad, your brother, uncle. Come on. The women can do it. 3,500 women. Let's get 500 guys out for this. And it's for a great cause, prostate cancer programs over at the urology department, Bill Steers and company over there. Lots of runners of the week, hard to select. I mean, Visokay winning the AAA and the boys from Louisa winning the whole thing. And Claire Moretz, Patrick Todd breaking the 4-minute mile. Heidi and Harry and Will out there at the hospice run. I could go on and on. But, you know, one that stands out for me, not that he's done anything specific this particular week, but Lindy Bain getting that loop. And
that's awesome.
And named after him. What a legacy. And it's wonderful to see something named after someone when they're incredibly healthy still and aware and able to appreciate it. And not only will he appreciate it, but he'll be out there training with his guys for the next 25 years out there at Western. All right, everyone. Thanks for listening in, and really, really appreciate it. And have a good week of running. Stay on your feet.
This week's edition of RunCast was brought to you by the Ragged Mountain Running Shop, Central Virginia's community running and walking family partner since 1982. Conveniently located on the historic UVA corner with free parking at their doorstop. Visit them online at RaggedMountainRunning.com or make sure you friend them on Facebook, Ragged Mountain Running Shop.